Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Ken Michael, and tonight we'll be previewing the 16th year for the Southside Film Festival. It takes place at various venues throughout Bethlehem's Southside, June 11th through the 15th, celebrating independent film from around the world. For more information, you can go to ssff.org for anything about the festival. The Southside Film Institute is a volunteer-run grassroots organization based in the strong arts and business community of South Bethlehem and presents this annual Southside Film Festival each June. Speaking with Ben Bertillon, who's the film wrangler and has been the film selection juror ever since the very first year. I also spoke with the director, Glenn Kohler, and the board president, Jeff Vaclavak. He loves to watch a film or two. Jeff Vaclavak, start off our conversation.
Obviously our 16th festival, but the 7th consecutive year that Molinari's is doing their, what I like to call the all-star dinner, where they have chefs from their place and four other places. Everybody does their own course. They come out and introduce it, get a little ovation. They get a standing ovation at the end of the night. They pair each course with a wine. They have an appetizer course also.
You've got hors d'oeuvres from five different restaurants. This year we have Chris Kurtz from Social Still. We've got Melanie Lino, who does the dessert from Lit Roastery and Bake Shop. We've got Joe Bruno, who's the brand new chef at Molinari's. Yeah. He just came on board.
Glenn Kohler, director.
Going to be an exciting dinner. South Italy Imports always does the wine pairings for us, so we're always happy to have them on board, and it's going to be a great dinner.
It's a real event. I've already had people say, you only get five little courses. Well, not last year, the year before, I couldn't finish. That was the first time I couldn't finish. There was so much. The meat course came out right before the dessert, and I couldn't finish it. It's amazing. It really is. And they've, I forget what they put out in the email, but what do you say, over 20,000? But it's 6 years, probably closer to 25,000 in 6 years that they've raised for us, which is amazing.
Now, also, you're up to almost 1,400 films, 47 states, 101 countries. Now, unfortunately, I have to say, I think you're still at that same thing with the states. That I don't want to know which the three are that tell you.
It's Delaware.
Delaware, Indiana, and Nebraska.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, two of them mainly I could sort of, but, I mean, one of them's right next door. And
I know.
Because it's so tiny. It's, there's one filmmaker for every, 1,500.
We're just going to show Breaking Away one year and get Cutter's Bike Shop to sponsor it, and that'll take care of Indiana for us,
Yeah.
We got Oklahoma a couple years ago with the guys on the bicycles.
Well, I mean, there's the Sam Adams Dogfish Head merger happening.
Right.
So maybe there's a documentary that's going to be filmed in Delaware.
Yeah. That's funny now that I think about it. Yeah, you've had several films about beer in the past. That wonderful
Absolutely.
Films about making beer and about the craft and what's so wonderful.
Year, we had
Port in PA. We've had beer films, we've had whiskey films, we've had several wine films.
Mm-hmm.
We have another wine film this year with the guy that does the wine at home.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Home winemakers.
Yeah.
There's always a booze aspect. It seems to permeate through somehow.
Yeah, we don't know how.
There's always music and booze.
I don't remember many films about food, but there have been a lot of good imbibing films over the years.
Yeah, we tend to skip the dinner and go right for
dessert. Yeah. Now, what can we talk about? Because a couple of weeks from the festival at this point. So in the past, we've been right up to the finish line. And this year, from what I understand from you all, that you've still got a couple of windows that you need to put something into that you're not
putting the finishing touches.
Quite.
Well, planning. We're planning for opening night to have a film called Live the Stream. I mean, hopefully we have the film and the filmmakers and also the subject. It's near and dear to me. It's a documentary about a guy named Joe Humphreys, and he is the preeminent fly fisherman in Pennsylvania. He's written many books. He taught fly fishing as a phys ed at Penn State for, I think, over 40 years.
Hmm.
And when I was out there in the 80s, that was almost impossible to get into that class. It was so hard to get that class. I did have a friend who got it and took the course. He said it was one of the best courses he ever had at any level. He absolutely loved it. The film itself is, talks about Joe's life and also being a fisherman all these years and being out in nature. It talks a lot about conservation as well. It's beautifully shot. It's an absolutely beautiful film. And there's a lot of Penn State alums in this valley. I'm sure a lot of them took the class, or maybe they were able to get in a little more successfully than I was and got to take the course and should come out and see the film.
This is definitely the opening night, or you're still not quite...
We're about 90% sure.
Yeah.
As far as the filmmakers coming, we're a little less sure, depending on their schedule.
And now our closing night is confirmed.
Right.
Yeah, I'm ahead. Gay Course Deep South, which just won the Audience Award at Tribeca Film Festival.
Yay.
And it's a documentary about the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir and their tour of the Deep South after the previous election happened. And they wanted to tour the Deep South and try and connect with people in that area and kind of say, hey, we're pulled together, we're as one country. And it's an amazing documentary. It made me tear up a lot. It's definitely a good closing night film.
I have not seen it yet. I've heard nothing but very, very
good. It's very hopeful, too. Yeah, it's great. So I don't want to give too much away, but it just won the Audience Award at Hot Docs in Toronto. So it's as soon as it became available to us, it was one we kind of jumped right on.
Yeah.
It sounds like one that would definitely fit into the normal schedule that you put on the with this festival, that these kinds of films, because as you were talking about it, I was thinking back to several other films in the past that, no, I'm going to check this one out. And it was so much, even though the title made me think I was going one place, it was more about these people and the hearts of all the people they met and where they traveled and what they did. And I was like, thinking back, and actually looking at a few of the cards that are around, that's so much of them, what they're about.
That's an interesting point because, you know, you can't always tell, obviously, what the film is going to be like from the title or even sometimes from the description. And what I find interesting over all these past 15 years is when we have filmmakers here, when they do the Q&A, I always ask the documentary filmmakers, is this the film you started out to make? And never once have they said, yes, exactly what I started out to make. Every one of them says, I started out to make something totally different, and it took this turn and that turn, and we ended up here, and this is where the story is. And that's the real skill of those people is one, to be flexible enough to do that and to realize that, hey, this isn't the story that I thought it was. Let's go this direction. Let's find this story. And that's what really makes these films interesting. So many times you hear people say, oh, I watched this film and I didn't think I would have any interest in that subject. Mm-hmm. And it turned out to be fascinating. And sooner or later, we have to realize, just give in and know that it's going to be good. You know, just don't have that preconceived notion that, I don't know, we'll see what this is about. That happens time and time and time again. And you always find something different. There's always something to pick out in these films that really stands out. You know, I've always found something in each film that really sticks with you. You know, sometimes more than one thing, but there's always one thing that really, really gets you.
One of the interesting things is that, you know, these documentary filmmakers can take the most mundane sounding topics and make them so interesting. We've got a documentary that's about a guy that builds kaleidoscopes, and he has a stall in, what is it, the Seattle?
Yeah, in the Pike Place Market.
The Pike Place Market, that's it. Yeah. I was forgetting the name. And he just sells his kaleidoscopes out of there, and he's become kind of like renowned in that small niche of a world for what he does. And they have this great, I think it's like 20 minutes long.
Yeah, about 20 minutes,
documentary about him and his kaleidoscopes, and he's done them for schools, and he's made huge ones and small ones and very intricate ones and all sorts of different things inside of them that you can see. The documentary just kind of goes through his like little career of what he does, and it sounds so strange, but it's like infinitely fascinating. And that's what we always find, these like documentaries that take these very weird topics and make them interesting to anybody, really. So it's kind of the one rewarding thing of being on a jury of a film.
Documentary
festival.
Shorts is always a popular block for us. That's always a good one.
For sure.
We have a film this year that, again, you know, you look at the topic and you think, what? How can this possibly be? It's called Betty Feeds the Animals. And it's actually a returning filmmaker, if I'm not mistaken, from several years ago. And it's about, Betty might be his mom. And she feeds all these animals around her house. And she doesn't really live in that rural of an area. It's more, you know, it's kind of a suburban area.
Yeah.
And she feeds everything, you know, dogs and cats and raccoons and all kinds of things. And she puts out, I don't know how many different bowls of food she puts out twice a day for these things. And some of the neighbors hate it. But it's just one of these things. And like, you kind of fall in love with this lady. Like what a sweetheart, you know? She's just, and she's not doing it to be, you know, a weirdo or anything. She's not a crazy cat lady, you know, she just has a good heart, you know, and she's taking care of these things. And it's one of those that gives you a good feeling, you know, like, hey, there's still humanity left out there. You know, there's still good people who do things for the right reason, you know. They sure are coming home with their car just loaded up with cat food and dog food and bird food and everything, you know, and just feeding these things all day long. And it's kind of charming, you know.
Well, you're mentioning, the blocks, and we should mention, if someone's never been out to the festival, if you need to pick something, although there's great features, if you really need to get your toes, you know, wet, a block.
Yep.
And I always, you know, try to get to at least a couple of the blocks, and I always try to make sure I do the documentary block because they're always, you're going to learn some things about some places that you didn't even know existed, or you see it from a new direction. And you were mentioning at least a couple of the films were made because of filmmakers coming here and talking to other filmmakers and going off and That's a wonderful part of this festival, is the fact that all the filmmakers get together and talk to each other and talk to the audiences, talk to the people outside after the film is over. And it's just a great way to...
Been to a film festival, a small film festival like ours, you're going to see things that you're not going to see in other places. You know, they play at other festivals, but you're not going to see them at, you know, the multiplex. You're not going to see a 20-minute documentary about kaleidoscopes at the movie theater.
Or on Netflix, for that matter.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, you're going to have the chance to interact with not only people who are going to see the films like yourself, but you're going to interact with the filmmakers who come to town. The filmmakers who come here absolutely love it. We say this every year. They love coming to Bethlehem. And it's not just the way the festival folks treat them. It's the way that all the film goers treat them. It's the way the businesses who open up their doors for them and offer a discount to them through Flash Your Pass. It's all the people who interact with the Q&A sessions, who I can't tell you how many times I've had a filmmaker pull me aside afterwards and say, that's one of the best Q&As I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing makes me feel better than that. That's such a good feeling when they say that, you know, because you always hold your breath when those hands go up and you think, all right, what kind of question are we getting this year? And then they ask something and invariably they say, that was a great question. Yeah, let me talk about that.
There's even a filmmaker, I guess, 3 or 4 years back who did a film called Mount Lawrence. And he actually loved this area so much. He's from New York City. He came back and started filming a documentary in Bethlehem. So we're hoping to get that movie at some point.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show people come here and they love it so much that they come back and make films here. That's happened at least twice now.
Yeah, if not more. Yeah.
So it just goes to show that Lehigh Valley is a great place for people to come visit. And, you know, for the people in Lehigh Valley already, it's the Film Fest is an asset to them because they get to see these great movies that they otherwise wouldn't have access to.
And, you know, for $10 a pop, you can't beat it.
Mm-hmm.
You really can't beat it. It's really, you know, we're a bargain.
It's cheaper than Avengers.
And shorter.
Mm-hmm. And shorter, yeah.
I'm trying to get a lot more.
Yeah.
And you were mentioning all these popular blocks. So for the uninitiated, a block of films is several short films.
It's usually at least a half a dozen. They're fine films, but you know, they're
at
all
least
like
sometimes more, sometimes maybe as many as a dozen.
Yeah, especially in the animation blocks. Yeah. You get 2 minute films, 3 minute films. You slap them all together and makes a kind of a.
And we try to keep the blocks to about 90 minutes or so, and then there's time for Q&A, and then you can still get to the next block if you want to.
But one I'm pretty excited about this year that I'm hoping that we're going to be able to put together is typically we always have a kind of a horror comedy feature film that's an hour and a half long, but this year we actually have a fantastic amount of horror shorts.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to be able to put together just a horror block of short movies. If not, there might be a drama or two thrown in there, but we have... For whatever reason, a really good selection of horror short movies. And one of them is called Big Data Lizzie, which, if you're familiar with Alexa from Amazon, kind of takes a dystopian look at letting these speakers and devices into your house, and they sort of take over your home, and it goes on from there.
You're tuned to WDIY. Lehigh Valley Public Radio, Lehigh Valley Art Salon. It is my privilege to be speaking with the film wrangler, Benjamin Bertillon, Glenn Kohler, the director of the festival, and Jeff Baklavac, the board president. And they are about to start their sweet 16th year. The Southside Film Festival is this June through the 15th.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
And welcome back. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. This is WDIY, Lehigh Valley Public Radio, Lehigh Valley Art Salon, where this evening I'm speaking with Benjamin Bertillon, film wrangler, Ken Kohler, director, and Jeff Baklavac, board president of the Southside Film Festival Institute. And we're about to open the sweet 16th year for the Southside Film Festival. It will run June 11th through the 15th.
Well, that's
sounds exciting. Because as soon as you mentioned that, the zombie or the film horror fest, I remember a zombie musical quite a few years back.
Yeah.
But like I've always said with you all is that there are some of those shorts that I will never, ever forget. Yeah. Deer's Head, I'll never forget that ever. The Sandman.
There was a past board member that was with us for many years on our board who absolutely did not like one of those films that you mentioned. I won't say which one. Every year I say, so many people really liked that. It was very funny. She says, oh, my God, I hated it. But that goes to show you, especially with the blocks, there's something for everyone.
Yeah.
And if there's a film in there that you don't like, you only have to wait a couple of minutes and the next one comes on and you're probably going to like that one.
And there's probably going to be a few of them that you're going to love that you will never, ever forget them.
Absolutely.
And they're wonderful. And that's the way it's always been. I mean, I'm not sure I've ever been where I liked every single one of them.
Right.
But every single cluster of them, there's two or three.
And I have to, he won't do it himself, but I gotta praise Glenn here. He has the task of, once we pick all these films, of putting them together into those blocks and into a schedule that's manageable, and really has to do it in kind of a short period of time because, time's coming when we need to get the program printed and everything else and get it on the website. And, we're still finalizing a couple of these films. So that is a tough, tough job.
It's part of the year where I get a little testy.
Yeah, he gets
I would bet. Well, I would bet. Yeah, that's fairly difficult because, you have a list of 20 films you're looking at and which ones go in which. And, that one's pretty funny, but it is about horror.
When we say, oh, this short would be good paired with this feature and that would work out. So we kind of look at it that way a little bit. But still, when it comes down to crunch time, it's a lot of work putting that stuff together. And I'm kind of glad I don't have to do it.
That's also been very nice, though, in the past. The features that you've often put a short ahead of it that is very different, but works beautifully with it, puts you in the mood for the for the one that's coming. And
especially,
Glenn, that must be kind of tough to. you've got a hard job. I would have to say, I can't imagine.
So I keep notes throughout the year, so I can go back and refer. But every year we program around 70 to 75 films. This year I think we're at about 73, I checked beforehand. So that's obviously a mix of, feature-length films, short films, show films that are about 25 seconds long.
I think our shortest ever was 10 seconds.
Yeah, and we've shown films that are, I think, over 2 hours. So it's a large, gap of different time frames. So kind of fun, too, because you always look at what's back and forth of each other. You don't want to put the really weird movie right first because people will be like, what am I watching? So there's a fine art to programming, sort of the blocks and how things run. And I think we do a pretty good job at it.
Yeah. We do it. We have a couple of films with local connections this year, too, and I'm probably missing a couple. One of them is a film called Epiphany, which is the local connection is a woman named Katina Sociatis, who has worked, she and her sister made the film, and they've worked in various aspects of the film business for a long time, and Katina's local, and it's about a sponge diving town in Florida and a Greek family that lives there. And it's very well done, very beautifully shot. The acting's great. So we're happy to be showing that. And we also have a film called Inside Outside, which is a feature documentary about the women in prison in Northampton County. And that's done by Nandini Sikand, who has been in our festival several times over the years. I think this might be her fifth or sixth film, maybe even more. And she's now a local filmmaker because she teaches at Lafayette. She originally grew up in India, came to us through New York City, and now she's local. So I don't know.
I think it's because of us.
I think it's because of the film fest that she fell in love with the area and got a job at Lafayette.
There you go. Yeah.
But it's a feature-length documentary, and we always like to promote local film, so it's great to have such a quality piece of filmmaking.
I think it's
here.
Her first feature, if I'm not mistaken.
At least the one that
we've shown. We've shown a lot of shorts that she's made over the years, which have been excellent. And we also have some quirky animated foreign films.
Oh, yeah.
We have one called I'm Going Out for Cigarettes, which is Quirky kind of describes it, I
guess.
It's a French film. It's French, and it's
very French.
And French.
It's extremely French.
Kind of dark humor to it, and
gets a little surrealist at times.
Yeah. I think that's something I like about the animation block. It's always like various styles.
Oh yeah.
Various techniques of making animation, and it just you know, it's like a mixed bag, and you never know what you're gonna get. Even when they come in, I'm like, wow, this isn't completely different than the last one we just watched. But also engaging and interesting. So,
and the storylines go everywhere.
Oh yeah.
What's the film about the woman who is kind of in the gray desolate town and she dreams of going abroad?
Oh,
I'm blanking too.
I am.
Putting us on the spot.
I'm sorry. I just watched it last night too, and it's claymation and it's so dreary, and it, like, her life is so bleak, and you know, that's the point of the film. She just dreams of this magical place abroad, you know, and does she ever get there or not, you know?
I was just happy to see, I saw in a couple different programs, and I said, oh, if we can get this, we must get this, and it's the Trump Bites by Bill Plimpton.
Oh yeah.
And he does various shorts on Donald Trump, and I was like, how timely, and I must see this right now.
We've shown Plimpton's films many times. We've shown,
Bill Plimpton films.
Yeah,
He's tippy top, man. He's one of the masters. He's right up there.
And it's funny because usually when I email him, I get his assistant. And this year was the first time I got an email directly from him.
Oh, is that right?
Which
that's
like,
cool.
Yow. Oh,
that's very cool.
So.
Yeah, he did a Simpsons couch gag. And,
yeah,
you know,
he's done lots. He's done films
top of the
long
heap,
time.
Know? Yeah, he's been around. He's fantastic.
Fun.
And his style is so... You know, so much his signature stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you watch a film and you know it's his.
Yes.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
So. Well, I love the short films series groups because, like you were just saying, I know you're over 100 countries that have. What I love about them, seeing a comedy or the animations from all around the world, you really get a good chance to, be out there in the world and you know, hear a little bit, see a little bit about people halfway around the world and how they feel about laughing or crying or whatever they're doing in their feature. And there's been so many of those that I just,
It's really cool to get a different perspective, you know.
Very much.
See, and that's why we kind of started keeping count of this is like, you know, how many, we've shown a lot of films from a lot of places. How many have we shown, you know?
Mm.
And, you know, now we're almost at the point like, hey, we don't have that country. Let's show that film.
Well, the really interesting thing is as you go through these films and do it for years and years and years, you really get a feel for there's a very Australian type of humor.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very Norwegian style of horror movie.
I don't know if we have any Australian comedies this year, do
we? I don't think we do. No. But so it might
be the first
like
in a while.
Australian comedy, Irish comedy.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some very super dark horror movies from like Baltic areas.
Yeah.
You know, you really get a feel for there's a certain style from certain points of the world that if you're just consuming the mainstream sort of movies in the United States, you're not getting that. So you're really missing out on this amazing aspect of indie filmmaking that really in the Lehigh Valley, there's only a few places that you can see it, and we're one of the predominant ones, so we're very proud to offer that kind of programming.
And I want to thank Ben Bertelan, the film wrangler, Ken Kohler, director, and Jeff Baklavac, the port president, Southside Film Festival, the 16th year, this June 11th through the 15th. Go to ssff.org for more information.